Hello, my name is Rodrigo and I am located at Playa del Carmen, Mexico right now, and this will be the first podcast of a series of episodes that I will be creating for digital nomads, expats, and maybe some entrepreneurs that are trying to come to this amazing city. So I would very much like to open this space so I can have some guests, some people maybe sending some questions about how to move here, what's going to happen with the city, what's really going on, because the social media and the real media is like been killing us out there when we know the reality of this place is so much different. So before we get to start, if you don't know where Playa del Carmen is yet, it's very close to Cancun, for those that actually know Cancun. We're 45 minutes away from Cancun. This is in the state of Quintana Roo, which is located in Mexico. It's part of the Caribbean. And at the moment, Playa has been targeted as a very interesting city for a lot of digital nomads, entrepreneurs, and obviously the expats who have been our main market for a long time. So Playa del Carmen is a very interesting city, but it used to be a very small town. I would say that it was actually a party town. That's how it was known, as a matter of fact. But the beauty of this place, besides the natural aspect of it, obviously, we have a lot of people from all over the world that have been targeting this place as their new dreamland, right? It was fantastic to see this amount of people just coming and getting excited about being part of Mexico, but in a much friendly environment, because they were able to speak English or sometimes even their own languages, because there's Mexicans and other people that speak different languages in this place. But let's just start from the beginning. So I've been here for the past 15 years. And wow, now that I say it, sounds a long time. And I saw the development of this place. I think that when I arrived, I heard something that we were roughly 30,000 people at that time. And although it's really hard to calculate right now how many people we are, it is said that we are over 150,000 registered people. But this is just the people that is actually on the listing of the Mexican government, right? All the people that actually became Mexicans by either getting married with someone or because they decided to make their paperwork and now they're 100% legal. But the reality is that with the amount of people that we are receiving, it's insane, which is insane for real. It's really hard to know how many we are. There's people estimating between 200, some people have actually just adventured to say 250,000 or over, which is great, obviously. For us as local people, it's fascinating to see all these new communities that are just gathering. We can just walk around the streets and you get to hear some German, French, Italian, English predominates, obviously, the area along with Spanish. There are days that I actually don't even speak Spanish, because if I'm not in my area, which is like the central area of the city, talking to the people from the restaurants and the employees, I might not be able to speak Spanish, because I get contact with a lot of these different communities. So, yes, I said I've been here for 15 years and I saw the development of this place, which started as a very touristic place. We have a lot of resorts around the area that are mostly all-inclusive resorts. So, we did work in these places. I myself worked in almost every single job that you can imagine inside of a hotel, which was fascinating. I was part of the entertainment staff, you know, making the shows, dancing. I'm not really the best dancer, obviously, but at that time it didn't have a lot of staff, so I had a really good time. It was a fantastic moment for me to learn how to be independent in a country like Mexico. That's very important, obviously, especially when you're young and trying to do your life away from your family. So that this place literally opened a lot of different opportunities to me. So something that caught my attention, I came back after a long pause for Playa in 2014, and something that really caught my attention was the amount of expats. For those people that don't know what an expat is, expats are expatriated people. That basically means people that is just moving from one area to the other, either for a long term or short period of time, and maybe they go back home, but the reality is that now we consider the expats to stay here. So they're basically like the new locals of a specific area. So between the expats and amazing amounts of digital nomads, all these wanderers, I saw that there was something happening to the city. And by diving into research and getting information from the people that were just arriving, I was actually surprised that Playa, being this small town that it used to be, was targeted by these new groups of people. And well, I noticed that Playa is a very important space in the world right now, not only touristically speaking, but it turns out that these digital nomads are finding a very friendly environment to create and to connect with both the Mexican culture and other cultures. So it was only logical for me, being who I am, I'm a very extrovert person, trying to connect with this community. So I created something on Facebook, just a Facebook community like many others. Mine is called The Mexpat Club, obviously, expats in Mexico. And along with other expat communities here, we've been, getting all the new numbers of people trying to find all the information. So what I did was just to try to create a safer environment for these people when they were coming here. I was just trying to find the best services, or at least the ones that I considered to be the best and safe, so people wouldn't get ripped off. Because obviously, there's still a factor in cities like this one where people give themselves the permission to try to scam people. And obviously I do not appreciate the image that delivers to our visitors. So I had a listing of services and experiences and everything, but I didn't want to stay just with that. So right now I've been working with a lot of these people, just gathering a lot of information to find out what you guys want when you're traveling to this place. And I became the Mexpat guy, just like many other people who knows me. So the intention for this podcast is part of a major plan that I have, where I want to create the safest and the strongest source of information for Playa del Carmen. So right now I'm just learning all of these things, because these fantastic human beings that allow me to be part of their groups are teaching me how to do a podcast, or maybe just try to use Twitter. Well, obviously Facebook has been my main tool, so they're literally teaching me how to do things little by little. I recently opened my own YouTube channel. Right now I only have one episode, but I'm gonna keep working on that by trying to try different restaurants and tell the stories of these foreigners that came to live here and you know, like have these restaurants or these services. I want people to connect with other people and try to have the best experiences in Mexico. So this is my first podcast. This is just pure information about what you can expect in this channel. I have so many interesting people to introduce you to all of you. There's travelers, and there's people that actually decided to stay here, people with businesses, people with fantastic ideas, people that I have never ever dreamed to meet, and I'm very excited to be able to bring all of this to all of you. So if you're just wondering where to go, or you already know where to go, like maybe Playa del Carmen, and you're still wondering what's going on, what am I expecting, I want this information to reach all of you in the nicest, safest way possible. I love my home. I honestly love this place. You cannot imagine how beautiful my experiences in this place have been, and I want to share that with you. So in the meantime, this is just going to be my first podcast. You can find me on Facebook as Rodrigo Sagastegui. There's probably plenty of them, but I'm the only one in Playa del Carmen so far. You can also find me right now I am on Instagram as Rodrigo.Sagastegui, and you can also follow my dog, which is a lot easier to find. His name is Luke. I'm kind of a geek, so I name him after Luke Skywalker. He's an adopted rescue dog from Mexico City that is following me everywhere. If you guys ever get to come, you'll see me always walking with him. He's actually a personality here in the city. His Instagram is Luke, I think you guys say underline or underscore, just like Luke underline begs for food, because he loves to beg for food in the tables around me when we're in a restaurant. Luke begs for food. And well, I just recently opened my Twitter account. I don't really have any content yet. I'm learning. And I have my YouTube channel, which is called The Pop Blog, P-O-P, People of Playa Blog, with a UV. And yeah, well, I'm gonna just keep creating more content. Oh yeah, we're also in Instagram through my Facebook, my business page, which is Mexpat PDC. That's where I post many of the events that we're having or some information about where you should go. I have the Insta TV over there. And on Instagram, as I said, I'm rodrigo.zagastegui. So, well, anyways, if you have any questions so far, this is what I can give you. It's already 1 in the morning. I've been writing a lot of different things. I just got interested and I decided to start, because you have to start somewhere. So, anyways, hope you enjoy this information. I'm gonna bring some people to the show, as I said. Just if you have any questions, just leave them there, and well, let's see what happens. Thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Playa del Carmen. I hope to meet you all not long from now. Bye bye.